और लंबी महाराज yesterday evening he came and he was here in night, wanted to meet me. So today in the night he came to me and told some question about Bhajan Rahasya that you have given him to translate. He was asking some questions, I answered. And he was telling at the same time that we have approached you, ISKCON, for that feeding of sadhus. He told that they were all accepted our program, but they told that we will consult from Narayan Maharaj.
We also told them that we had to consult overseas people.
They told me about me. Then they told also that they have consulted with you, but you have not catch their this, yeah. But like this. They are not direct understanding.
Yes, yes, completely.
Why my name told them?
Well, only him, because he kept telling me I should ask Narayan Maharaj, I should ask Narayan Maharaj. And yesterday he said, what did Narayan Maharaj say? What did Narayan Maharaj say?
I told them frankly. I also told him.
He can hear, he understands, because he has been in Bodhya Mark for so long.
But if name was not out, then it was more better. But I don't think. I told them that they had some differentiate between Gauriya Math and Gauriya themselves, Babaji. They can take Mahaprasadam with Sahajiya and very bad reputation's name, and not with Gauriya Vaishnava, who are very learned persons, very qualified, and they know how to do bhajan. They have left everything for Krishna, but yet they don't take prasadam with them. And they tell that Gauriya Vaishnava has no guru parampara. If there is so, they can come to us. We can answer these questions. And you hate from them, and again you go to take money. This is that thing. Yeah, we have no consideration about them.
What did he say?
Ye baat to theek hai. It is right. I know that they will not agree, and they will not leave their differences. So we should not be sahanubhuti with them. But I have not मैंने उनको मना नहीं किया है. I have not की मना. But I have told the fact. Now they are free to do anything.
The decision is theirs. If they are prepared to change their philosophy, then they can think about it.
I think so. If they should transfer their all these views, then we should. I've done so much good for them, for Radha Kunda and Govardhan. But yet they are like serpents.
Maharaj, We have a question to begin.
What?
We're up to text 13, but we have a question about 12.
Malia? 12.
We were up. You have completed 12, and now you are going to do 13. But we have some questions.
What? About 12.
Do you remember?
Dara dara.
In 11 and 12 it mentions, that the demigods, ladies, were flying in their airplanes with their husbands, and both were appreciating Krishna. And the gopis are thinking that certainly they are more fortunate than we, because our husbands will not permit us to leave to be with Krishna or anything. There's some question about who are the husbands of the gopis. Sometimes it is said that they are cowherd boys. So surely they must love Krishna very much. And why should they mind if their wives also are with Krishna? Other times it is said that actually they have no real husbands, that Yoga Maya has manufactured a duplicate, some husbands to appear to be their husbands. And any other possible, like this, different things are said about husbands of the gopis. So could you please clear who, how is it that different statements are there about gopis' husbands?
You can answer. I want to see your answer.
I think you should answer.
Bully. What will be the answer?
My answer is that we could ask you. That is my only answer. I had the same question.
Same question. You can answer. I know that you can answer.
I asked the question.
No, but I know that you can answer. You can answer.
We are all unable to answer.
No, you can answer.
We are like little sparks in the presence of the sun. There's no light.
I know that you know the answer.
I see that there are different explanations given.
Also that one about that the gopis
get
married
Krishna.
All the cowherd boys got married. So who did they marry also?
They married Krishna during the time during Brahma Vimohan Leela. There are different things are said about the husbands of gopis.
And also the...
You have told us that the gopis have no husband. In Goloka, they only have Abhiman. But actually there are no husbands. Then one time you told that there is no Abhimanyu and no Jyotila. And then another time you said to us, without Jyotila, how can there be Java? So we have become puzzled by your different explanations.
No, you should not be puzzled. You should know that this is Madhur Leela. Madhur Leela is called where there is Aishwarya or not Aishwarya. They will think only with the eyes of Nar. Nar, you know?
Humans.
Only. No Aishwarya. Neither gopis nor Krishna at that time are intakibale. Sarvantarjami.
They are not jack of all trades.
No, it means Savagyan.
Antarjami. They are not Antarjami.
All know.
Gopis are said to be not intelligent.
Simple girls.
Not as...
Society girls, like Mathura.
City girls. No? Very simple. They don't know anything. They are not so clever.
They are very clever.
No. no clever, nothing. Very simple heart. So they don't know that Yogamaya has any. Gopis. They know only at that time that we have marriage to other gopis. They are my husbands, these are my sister-in-law or mother-in-law and nothing. But when a third person comes, like us, which has no gopi bhav, also like Vyasadev, also like Sukadev or Narad, they know all the details. They know some details, but they don't know. Otherwise, Leela will not take place.
So, from Narad's vision, what is the fact? From Narad's vision, from the vision of Narad Muni, what is the fact?
This fact is that they have been given marriage to, not given marriage to gopis.
That is the fact.
That is the fact. But fact is real is that what gopis are seeing. Fact is this. So Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasa and all others cannot have so much bhav as gopi bhav, because they can understand all these things. They are sarvajna. They know all the facts. So Uddhav also has no bhav as gopi. They only have only that bhav. We love Krishna in still in way, not knowing any man. In hidden manner we are being told.
Now, some of the Munichari gopis, because they have not yet developed full frame, they got married and had some children. Who did they marry?
Gopis.
They did get married. And who are those gopis?
Braj gopis.
Not Nitya Siddha gopis. Also Sadhan Siddha gopis?
It may be. Any fact, not written all these facts. But we samanjasya karte hain.
We have to reconcile everything somehow.
But if gopis knew that we have been not married to other gopis, Leela will be spoiled.
Yeah.
If Krishna knows that fact, also Leela will be spoiled.
Goloka Vrindavan. Is there...
What is written in Srimad Bhagavat? We should know that fact is true.
What about Jyotila and Abhimanyu?
They are also... Gopis are seeing them for Leela.
But
as a third person, Tatastha, you know?
Neutral.
Nothing like so. But for Leela, it is essential and it is true.
So gopis can see them.
Gopi will see.
But others?
Others means Uddhava and all others.
Can they see Jyotila?
They will see in other things. That is why Uddhava returned to Mathura. Narad Muni cannot enter in Vrindavan. And if Krishna has all these views, then he could not play like this. He is not playing, but doing actually all these things. As a general boy, cowherd boy.
Ordinary.
And all this has been done by Yogamaya.
That is why Brahma and Indra became bewildered. They could not believe it.
So we should think always, when we read, and then we remember and do anything, do bhajan, by the eyes of gopis, we should say. Otherwise, we cannot enter in this lila. We should not think that Krishna has married them, or they have been married not with gopis, and it is only a Jogmaya action.
But Jiva Goswami explains it for the general reader. He does explain it, Jiva Goswami.
But if we accept Jiva Goswami's view, all will be destroyed. He has tried to give real things, and that is why Leela will not do.
But for purpose of explaining generally in a Siddhantic way, then Jiva Goswami's explanations are valuable. But for entering in the bhav, they are not valuable.
So we take only the view of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur. He has not taken anything like that. Anything.
Just
only to give answer of other person, general person, we should know Jiva Goswami Vichara.
Okay.
But not for our practice.
No, I agree. But for explanation to others, generally.
Jiva Goswami. But not for Rasik Vaishnava. Don't explain all these things for a Rasik Vaishnava, because he will have to forget all these things, and you remember all these things, he cannot forget, he cannot enter.
Now you have sealed our lips.
Uddhav.
You have sealed our lips by this statement.
Yes. Tumra ekke bare lompho dibe re. Niche kuchu dharatul thakbe na. Kya main kahne ja raha tha?
Uddhav
na? Uddhav went to Gopi. He lived so many months. But he could not have that view. He wanted that view.
He couldn't forget.
And if that is why it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jnane prayasam udapashya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita tanuvang manovi prayaso ajito api jita trailokyam. Jnane prayasam udapashya. Here there is no, it has been not told for nirvishesh jnana. To remember always Krishna, that He is God of God, He is Sarvakaran, Anadi, Himself Anadi. We should have to forget all this. We will have to reach those who want to be Rasik and Bhav and any Bhav of four, Dasya Sakha Vatsalya, especially three. If anyone. Then we have not to always anusilan, do anusilan.
Yes.
Of Krishna is God of God. Not as a tattva. Of the jnan par tattva. We have not to think all these things. But always reading and chanting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna of Braja. By doing so, he will know the tattva, how to, up to how we have to take jnana. All will come and we can enter in Leela. And if we always know that Krishna is all, then everything will be. So Gita is not so much required for Rasik Vaishnava. Because if we remember always Gita, then we'll have to remember that Krishna is God of God.
But for preaching, Gita is helpful.
Preaching is not helpful, but it is
essential.
For we are not Rashi, not Bhav, not so, we have no Bhav. So, for us it is not a Bhav. And if anyone will have Bhav, then automatically everything will go. Only Bhav will come. Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattik, Vedichari will come and he will enter in that. As a Rupa Goswami, he has never described all these things. Ji Goswami has written everything everywhere, in Priti Sandarbha also.
Is it, did Jiva Goswami do that because he has less vision or because he was being, this was his duty to do for the conditioned souls?
For conditioned souls he has done.
He establishing the Sampradaya of Mahaprabhu.
Otherwise he was in the same mood.
Same mood. As Raghunath Das Goswami. But Raghunath Das Goswami has nothing interesting in all these things.
Only weeping.
Only Rupa Goswami is here. Only.
And Krishna Das Kaviraj, same.
Both. No. Both. Jiva Goswami first and then Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami.
So much of Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the philosophy of the Sandarbhas is in there.
Everything is of Sandarbhas. What in Sandarbha he has written, all things he has taken in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Rasa Vichar of Rupa and Raghunath. And he has preferred Rupa Raghunath more than all these things. Rupa Raghunath Pade, Rahumara, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kahe Krishna. Yes. We should go up.
Text 13.
13 or 14?
13.
So when we read these chapters, we should forget all things that Krishna or Gopis were Bhagavati and Bhagavat. We should only take the view of Gopis. What Rupa Goswami has given.
कृष्ण मुख निर्गित देनुगीत पीयूष मुदभित कर्णपूत सावास्मुतस्तनपय कबलास्मत गोविंदमात्मनि दिशा गावश्च कृष्ण मुख निर्गित देनुगीत पीयूष मुदभित कर्णपूत सावास्मुतस्तनपय कवलास्मतस्तु गोविंदमात्मनि दिशासु कलास्तु संचर
It has been told about Devyo. Devyo mimane gataya smaranan nusara. Krishna Roop. And Krishna is everything, is utsav for gopis, for all utsav. Here, the devis are so mati bhag, so bhagyavati, fortunate. They are seeing, actually, devis are not so fruitful,
so fortunate.
Not so fortunate. No bhav like this. They cannot see the leelas of Krishna and Gopi. Also they cannot come down to earth. In fact, they have so much bhav to Krishna. They could have come and joined Raj. After Raj, they can meet Krishna, they can come down to earth, but they cannot come. But they are seeing, if a deer, if a she-goat, you know, bakri, she comes to Krishna,
and searching something, grass, etc., where Krishna has kept his seed, and there is a very good grass there. She is searching grass, but Premavati Gopi will see that, oh, see how fortunate they are. They are going and they are giving their heads to the Krishna feet. They will see. See, Gota has nothing, but yet they will see. As further we will see. So, gopis are seeing that a feather, a deer, which has no vivek at all. They are foolish, so foolish. They don't nothing about Preeti. But yet they are loving Krishna and hearing the float sweet voice and giving dedicated their heart to Krishna. And on the other hand, most vivekshin, buddhiman, they are also coming to Krishna. The special thing is that seeing Krishna, these devis don't know that our husband, we are sitting in the laps of our husband. If a man sees his wife, that she is doing pain to any other person, he will be envy and he will do anything. But in case the husband is here, gopis are thinking that, oh, see how wonderful and great fortune is of devis, that in last birth they have done something good work, a good thing, that they have found so good husband. And they are seeing that they are loving Krishna and other than them, his Parpurush, Parpurush. But yet they are thinking how we are fortunate that we have a wonderful wife, that she has so much prem to Krishna. Krishna is supernatural, but Godhead, Supreme God, and they have so much love for Krishna. We are so fortunate that we are touching our wives and we have connection with our wives. So we are so much fortunate. So they don't have any envy or anything to their to with Krishna.
But the husbands of the demigods were not actually.
Now, gopis are thinking whether they have or not, but we will have to accept. Gopis are thinking whether they have or not, but we will have to accept what gopis are telling. They are seeing that they are in their laps, devi are, and they are loving their wife, yet knowing all these facts, and they think themselves very fortunate because they have any touch with their wife. They know that they love so much that we have not a part of love in us towards Krishna. We have naturally हम लोगों को ये रहता है naturally किसी पर भक्ति या श्रद्धा होती है. We have some faith or anything who is more qualified than us and he has some natural bhakti to Krishna. you come to me only for this. And we love you all because you have Krishna bhakti. Otherwise no concern, nothing. If you know that that person has Krishna bhakti more than me, we will do pranam and we'll go and try to serve them.
We are not merchants like that. You are thinking that we are a merchant, but we are not choosing any like that.
So their husbands are thinking like a bhakta.
We're only interested in getting back our hearts. We have come here to get back our stolen property.
So the nature of bhakti is like this. Where he sees that he has love, affection for Krishna, he gives everything to that. So he is thinking so much fortunate, demigods, so much fortunate. We have received so good qualities of wives that they have so much affection that their all flowers from goes away. And they don't know where we are. They saw Krishna and they heard the flute swar and they have become senseless in our. Oh, if I have so much affection for Krishna, I will be very fortunate. So they have so much honor for their wives. But in our case, it is just opposite. If our husbands will hear and we will see, and if they will see, they can do anything. So if we be a baby and will have so much occasion to see Krishna, even see, if they cannot come to earth or they cannot join Krishna pastimes, they cannot disperse, cannot touch the feet of Krishna, they cannot bath in Krishna feet dust, but yet they are wonderful, fortunate. So if we will have a birth like so, it will be so much fortunate. Now, where this sight goes, they see only Krishna Uddipana. Gopis Uddipana they see everywhere. They are very clever, devis. Their standard is so high. At the same time, they saw towards everything of Braja. Trees, deer, persons, cows. They began to tell about cows. How cows are feeling. Yes, they are telling. Gavascha Krishna Mukha Niragata Venu Geta. Samaya Dhyan Rakhati. E Ghanda Thike Veshina. Gavascha Krishna Mukha Niragata Venu Geta. Piyusam Udbhit Karna Kutaiti Vandha. Oh see, cows are so much fortunate. They thought that we cannot be the wives of demigods, Devi. But see how cows are feeling. Krishna Mukha Nirgata Venu Gita. Krishna is playing on floor and from Bansi coming nectar. So they are drinking. How they are drinking? By ear. Their ears
like cups.
Cups, no, but down. In ordinary cows,
down.
But when they are hearing, they are dying like so.
No? Lifted their eyes.
Why? Because it is cup. What we are hearing should not
fall
down. So, doing like so. Sometimes they are close their eyes and tears are coming. also milk is coming down automatically from there.
Udder.
Udder. Automatically coming. Not for cups. Piyush mudrita karna puta iti vantya. That to come out milk is the symptom of Vatsalya Ras.
No? Like Mother Yashoda.
Mother Yashoda. So, they are like mothers.
The Anubhav. The Anubhav.
Anubhav. Like mothers. They are of Vatsalya Ras. In Srimad Bhagavat, everywhere it is written like so. So they have so much affection. Gopis are saying that for so many years Krishna is grazing them. He goes and comes and he also makes them bath in sarovar and milk. Sometimes do like this. No?
Padding. Petting. P-E-T-T-I-N-G.
Petting. Petting them. So naturally, with whom anyone lives, they have some relation and some priti. Why Krishna, he at first goes to graze only calves in boyhood? But why he afterward in Vrindavan he goes with only calf, but Nandagaon he takes cows and goes to graze. Why cows? Because the calves which were with Krishna grazing, they became bigger. And their practice to go with Krishna, so when they become like cows, first pregnancy and first bacha came, they cannot go with other older person. Yet they wanted to go with Krishna and they daily used to go with Krishna, whether they have. So all the calves up till now, when Krishna went in Pauganda, they became cows. So from boyhood, Krishna used to patting them. And to so much love, affection for them. Now cows, they have become cows. Yet, they have so much priti. And cow has also priti with Krishna. So, cows are as a mother affectionating Krishna and giving milk.
I have a question. When they were small calves, what was the loving mood they had to Krishna?
Oh.
When the cows were small and Krishna was taking them out when he was young in Vrindavan, what was the mood of those small calves? What kind of rasa?
No rasa. As gulls,
Swacharata.
After they have milk. If anyone asks question that cows have relation with Krishna from boyhood, so cows have so much affection for Krishna and they are hearing Krishna lotus venu geet and seeing Krishna face, very good face. They have attraction for Krishna. But really not so, gopis are thinking. Even the cups which are in Swacharati, they are very little boy. They have no relation with Krishna because their age is about 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 1 month or less than that. They have also hearing, they are also hearing flute voice and seeing Krishna and they became in, say, that state. As cows, when they hear the Krishna Bansi, they become like murchit.
Stunned.
No sense. And they are grazing, they were grazing, and they mukha utha diya. Kya hua? And all the grass which was there came out. They don't know that all grass are going out. Similarly, the calf, where only they are supported by only milk, no grass at all. They were drinking milk to their mother. Their milk was there, and when they had at once, the mouth is in what?
Yeah, the mouth, drink.
They are drinking, yes, but stop drinking.
Yeah.
The cows, what?
Nipple of the cow, please.
Are in the mouth of cow. No? But they are not at that time choosing. You see?
Drinking. Sucking.
Not taking, sucking. All is stopped. And Krishna is there, gopis are singing. Then Krishna is there, they are singing towards Krishna face, like gopis, like cows. And they have taken Krishna in their heart. They wanted to embrace Krishna, cows and these calves both. Cows like sun. They wanted to crest Krishna in heart, and they wanted to embrace as a mother embraces his child. And they wanted to embrace Krishna in their heart like a very priya sakha. Like go so strongly.
Internally.
And they fulfilled their ambition.
Desire.
And that is why when they embraced in inner heart, outwardly
tears
came out. It has been told.
Tear-filled eyes.
Sava snutas tana paya kala smatastu govindatmani drishasru kala asru kala. Asru kala came. Asru kala means tears.
Full of tears. Eyes full of tears.
Full of tears of goat, cows and also calf both. That is why. And they did not do anything more than Krishna face and Krishna float by us. Only they are seeing Krishna, not their mothers, and mothers not their cops, no grass, nothing they are seeing. Only they are seeing towards Krishna.
I have a question. These cows and calves, where did they come from, Krishna Loka, or are they doing sadhana from past? Who are they?
Like gopis, they may be both. Sadhana Siddha or Nitya Siddha both. Because we see that cows were Suti Mantra. As gopis, Suti Mantra. Most of the cows were Ved slokas, mantra. And cows were Rishi Muni also. Hearing all this, a sadhak can want that we may be like cows and cows.
But why would a sadhak prefer to be like a cow or a calf instead of like a mother or boy?
Because they have swatantrata. independent. In anything, a man can have taste. In taste, it cannot be told that to five. No reason. Or
why someone likes one food more than another, you can't say why.
Because his tendency is like so. He is free to do anything. A sadhak wants to be serpent. Because Raghunath Das Goswami has told like so. Jat kinchit trin gulmaki katamukam goste samastang hitat sarvananda mukunda daitam leela anukulam. All are Sachidananda, all trees and everything. If the tree were devotees, why they wanted to be a tree? Because Krishna will come in their shade and he will take fruits, he will come chaya,
shadow,
and everything. He will climb up the tree.
Serpent will make Radharani go to Krishna.
And he will come. So Krishna lacks. Radharani will come. So having heard so, a man can, a sadhak can go and wish to have to be so. No reason.
So,
any question? Or other sloka we will take? But other sloka will take 1 hour. And this sloka is some important, and it needs so explanation. Because
then we will wait for it.
Dhruma Bhujan.
It will be better that we keep to 1 hour today, and this way you can allow us to come more regularly. If we control ourselves and limit ourselves to only 1 hour, then it will not be much burden on you.
Take.